USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is subpoenaing local officials from Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin as the investigation into efforts by former President Donald Trump and people representing him to reverse the outcome of the 2020 election continue. More than half of those responding to a new Gallup survey say rising prices have caused financial hardship for their households. More from Rich Johnson.
55% of the 1,800 people responding to the November Gallup survey blame rising prices for their hardship. A year ago, 45% responding to that same question said they were experiencing hardship. And since August, the numbers remain fairly steady, actually dropping a point from October to November.
President Biden is in Phoenix visiting a semiconductor manufacturing facility. Before leaving for Phoenix, the president was asked if he'll visit the U.S.-Mexico border, to which the president says he has no time.
Because the more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Senate's tiebreaker if Republican Herschel Walker wins the runoff election in Georgia. That's because the Senate would once again be split 50-50. Democrats are hoping to avoid that scenario by having Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock keep his seat. This voter in Norcross, Georgia, tells Fox who he'll be voting for.
I voted for Raphael Warnock because I just stand with a lot of, first of all, I'm happy with what he's done so far in our Senate so far, and I like how he's carried himself and represented us in our community and the issues that I stand for.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a stopgap deal to fund the government may be necessary as discussions on a long-term spending package drag on. Meanwhile, Democrats are hoping to fund the government through 2023. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Missile tests are continuing in a communist country.
North Korea continues to take aim at the ocean. The isolated communist state fired more than 80 artillery shells into the sea over an 8.5-hour period today, a response to ongoing South Korean military drills across the border. This a day after North Korea fired more than 100 shells into the water. Some landed in a buffer zone between the two Koreas, and the South is calling that a violation of a 2018 agreement. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Hollywood is continuing to mourn the loss of an Emmy Award-winning actress.
Actress Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. Alley rose to fame in 1987 when she starred as Rebecca Howe on NBC's Cheers, a role for which she earned a Golden Globe for Best Actress and her first Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress. More recently, in 2010, her life was chronicled on the A&E reality TV series, Kirstie Alley's Big Life. She also competed on Dancing with the Stars and The Masked Singer. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.